41, we have clouds, little light rain. It looks like still falling down out there. 34 is our temperature. We have some special guests in our studio right now from Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative. We have the youth coordinator, Malia Fallon, along with Amelia Arnold and Brecken Midori, a couple of students that are involved on some of the boards. And first of all, let's start off by talking with Malia. Welcome. Thank you so much for
coming in today. Thanks for having us.
It's a 30-year anniversary of HCI.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
It's really great. Yeah, HCI was started in 1992 by a group of people here in Northfield that said, we want to make sure that this is a community where youth thrive. And over the past 30 years, it's just grown incredibly.
It probably not even recognizable from what some of the things. I mean, it had a rather humble start, though a very good foundation was laid by the people who got this underway back in 92.
Yeah, it was great. It's such a nice collaboration. That's one thing that Northfield's so great at is collaborating. So people from the hospital and from the school district and the community came together and said, what can we do together to make sure that our community really supports youth and the families around youth that to make sure that youth thrive?
So. And that has gone on kind of like tentacles into so many different areas mm-hmm. that the youth of our town are involved with are involved with now in a lot of reasons, in some reasons for by the HCI. It has had a big, big impact on that. Yeah. Before we get into youth on boards within here in town, let's get a plug for what's happening tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. As you said, it's HCI's 30th anniversary, and we are doing a drive-through fundraiser tomorrow morning. It's in Seckler Park, and we know that the weather forecast isn't really in our favor, but we will be there. And we do want to invite the community out to celebrate with us and celebrate our 30 years. You don't have to get out of your car. We're going to be there. We're going to be bundled up. We want to greet you. We want to thank you for your support. The first 300 people get free hot coffee and free scones from Martha's Eats and Treats. And as I said, you enter, it's at Seckler Park. You enter it through the Quick Trip side. And it's just a celebration and a way to, you know, thank the community for their past support and continue to ask for that support.
All right. Let's talk about youth on boards. Mm-hmm. How many youth boards do we have? How many are we talking about here?
Well, it's a great program. And so, as I said, HCI deals with supporting youth throughout their lives. I happen to work on that upper end. I work with the teenagers, right? I work with the high school students, and Youth on Boards is one of the programs. We have about 122 youth that served last year in the program, and that's across 33 different boards, councils, or commissions throughout the city.
That's eye-opening. That's
isn't
a lot
it
of
crazy?
Students and a lot of boards. I didn't know we had that many
it
boards
is.
And commissions.
And it's really unique. It's a unique program. I would say in the state, in the country, the fact that our city has embraced this idea that we're going to be a stronger community when we have everyone at the table, when we have all the voices at that table, and that includes youth. And so it is a unique program within our community and we've had, or within our country, and we've had a lot of different cities reach out to us and say, how can we replicate this? Mm-hmm. And we're really lucky. And so Brecken and Amelia have been part of the Youth on Boards program for 3 years and they serve in different areas. And so it'll be a great insight into what it looks like.
Yeah, let's talk to them. Unfortunately, we don't have 112 chairs and 112 microphones here at the KYMN studios. But you did bring in a couple of young people who have been very involved in this over the course of
Absolutely.
The last few years. I guess we'll just go kind of in the clockwise motion here. Start off with Brecken Midori. Brecken, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
How many boards have you been involved with over the course of the last few years?
I've spent my 3 years serving on Northfield ASAP, or Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And in that board, we really work to help with substance abuse, mainly among the youth in Northfield, and also addressing mental health concerns associated with that. And we've also, our main thing that we've done in the past few years that is, I think, of note is the Tobacco 21 policy that was brought about in Northfield. That was mainly us, like, campaigning for that with city council. And I remember we, like, wore these Tobacco 21 shirts and went to a city council meeting and presented a few years ago. And I think that was really influential to the city council with their decision to eventually enact that policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the highlights.
Yeah, you know, you work on those things, and I know a lot of times youth may feel disconnected or not listened to. It's got to be a good feeling to have your voice and the voice of your peers represented on those councils and seriously taking action on it as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's, at least on my board, that's a super present feeling. Like, I never feel like I'm the youth member of the board. I feel like I'm an actual member that has the same level of power and voice as everyone else.
How many people are on that board, or how many young people are on that board, students?
Youth, there's three of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Four okay. of us. there's another senior who's been with me since the past 3 years, and we have a few, two new members as well.
All right. Well, let's move things on to Amelia and listen to her story. Amelia, what board or commission are you on?
I serve on the District Youth Council.
All right. What does the District Youth Council do?
So our purpose, our focus is to create a bridge between the school administration and the students. So we work really closely with the school board, and we work to just solve issues that you think are prevalent in our society.
All right. What are some of, over the course, you've been here 3 years now or on that board for
yes.
3 years. What are some of the issues that have come up that you have discussed?
So one issue that I would say is most prevalent, at least for me, is we wrote the official school district's land acknowledgement last year. And since that was such an inequity that I found, so that I led a group to write that and draft it and work with the policy commission to eventually get that passed by the school board.
All right. Now, how much time do you put on these boards and commissions over the course of a school year? I mean, is it an hour a week? Do you have one meeting a week or a month? Or
mine's just one Thursday night a month.
Well,
the night has changed a lot in recent months, but yeah, one night a month we meet.
Same for yours?
We meet for about an hour, two times a month.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you both seniors?
Yes.
Okay, so your time on youth boards and commissions will be ending soon, I'm sure, but the next step is to just be a regular member of those commissions. You can, I guess, apply for appointment and such. In the future, now you might have things going on in college and stuff or some type of a post-high school education, but do you think that's going to be part of your life? We have a lot of adults that are on all these boards and commissions. Do you think going forward you'll be involved with some of those?
Yeah, I think totally. The experience I've gained from being on Northfield ASAP, I think, is definitely, it's shown me the value of participating on these boards, and I don't know if I'll be in Northfield or somewhere else going forward, but I would definitely want to serve on a board like this and help help keep combating these substance abuse issues that I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Abelia?
So, unfortunately, the District Youth Council is strictly youth, but and I am leaving the state for college, but I hope to take what I've learned serving on this youth council with me wherever I go.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We're talking once again with members of Northfield's Youth on Boards, part of the Healthy Community Initiative. Malia Fallon is with us, the youth coordinator. The school year is almost done. We got to be heading into another school year before you know it. Hopefully, we'll have a summer at some point.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
for students who would maybe think about getting involved in something like this, what would be the process where in the 2022-23 school year they can get involved?
What a great plug. Thanks for asking. yes, we'll be opening up our application process next week, actually. And so we have a bunch of seniors that will be graduating. There will be a lot of spots open on these boards and commissions. And as I said, we have about 33 different boards and commissions that youths are able to serve on. And they range across the city in different ways. So we've got the District Youth Council, which really works with the school board, and we have the Mayor's Youth Council, which really works with the city council. And then we're really lucky in the city framework of government, all those boards and commissions, we have spots for every youth. So if a youth is really interested in housing, there's seats on the Housing Redevelopment Authority, so the HRA. So there's all kinds of places where youth can get involved. And then we have nonprofit organizations as well that have youth on their boards.
All right. Well, so there's plenty of opportunities. Absolutely. Do you have more opportunities than students, or more students than opportunities?
We typically have more students than opportunities, but every year is a little bit different on what the application mix looks like. So we're always looking for a nice big pool of applicants.
Boy, I think this is just a very important program, teaching our youth that, government doesn't go on behind closed doors and stuff. Right. It goes on right in front of everyone, and you can be part of it. Even in a small town like Northfield, you can make a difference.
Yeah, I know when I was growing up, there was no type of program like this. I had no idea how city government worked and the boards and commissions and how that all filtered up to a council that actually made the decisions. But I think it's great exposure just to learn how democracy works and how you can have a voice and how it's important to show up at those tables. And
all right. We're about out of time. I want to give you one more plug, though,
absolutely,
for tomorrow.
Okay. Again, tomorrow morning, Seckler Park. We will be there. It starts at 7:30. We will be bundled up, but we'll have lots of hot coffee, free scones for Martha's. And we just really want to invite the community out to celebrate HCI's 30th anniversary.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in. Amelia Brecken, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And best of luck to you as you move forward.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. From Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative, that's Malia Fallon, the HCI Youth Coordinator, Youth on Boards with Amelia Arnold and Brecken Midori. And just like all of our interviews, that'll be available online, kymnradio.net. If you missed it, or if you'd like to forward it to the parents and grandparents and such, you can listen to it at any time.